Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
This episode of Gals on the Go is brought to you by the new Starbucks Baya Energy Drink. With caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, it's energy that's good. Brought to you by Hyundai and the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Learn more about the widest range of electrified vehicles at HyundaiUSA.com. Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke.
Danielle.
Hi, guys. I'm Eli.
We are so excited. Eli Rallo is on the pod today. A much requested guest.
Yes.
Really?
Seriously. We don't have guests a lot, but I feel like since you've been popping up like in our vlogs and on our social media, mm-hmm. people are like, please have Eli.
Oh my God, gosh, you're friends with Eli. Please have her on the pod.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so fun.
Yeah. Thanks for being on. We're so excited to have you. Eli is just the queen of many things, honestly. Like, you have motivated me to do so much in my life, and you don't even really realize it. But something recently, and I want you to expand on it briefly before we get into it, is you've developed this new rules situation. Like, do you want to tell everybody what you're doing there?
Yeah. So it was actually, I have to give credit where credit's due. It was either Louis Levante or Davis, I forget, or both. They both made like rules for brunch video.
Okay.
So I did that and it did decent. Like, it wasn't like popping off on TikTok by any like standard of the term, but I loved the format. So I made rules for first date. That one did way, way better. Like, really blew up. And then I had this idea in my brain to do rules for a Sunday because I was like, I love Sunday. And I think my whole life, like when I was working my journalism job, when I was in school, Sunday was a really like special day because my dad didn't work on Sunday when I was growing up, and he worked Saturdays and he worked evenings because of the restaurant stuff. So Sunday was always so like fun to me that I never understood the like Sunday scaries thing. So I was like, I want to make rules for Sunday to like reframe Sunday as like a positive day. So I did that and that one blew up. And so then I did each day of the week. And then from there, it just sort of like catapulted. And like, I've always been like a list person. So these types of little things like Chipotle Sunday or whatever it is have been like ingrained in my psyche forever. So it felt really like, I don't know, it felt really just natural.
I love it.
I love. It's a fun way to like, we're into romanticizing your life and like making an everyday special. And I feel like you really do that. Like, even if it's laundry, like you're like, what day is laundry?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, but, the thing about it is like, you know, you could just like hate laundry and resent it, but like the fact of the matter is you have to do your laundry. Like, that's something that you're going to have to do every week. So like, what if you made it like sort of like a religious activity? Like, Tuesdays are my laundry days. And then like, it's kind of almost like you want to check it off the list. It's like fun. Like, you feel motivated to do it.
I love that. And I'm actually here for like routine without it, it's like keeping it like loose, but strict. Like, you're still able to like have those things, but look forward to that. I love that.
Yeah. And you don't have to complete everything every week. It's sort of just like as you wish, you know?
No, I love it. There's been so many times you're like, try a new meal today or like take the shower. And I'm like, you know, Eli, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to make myself feel good today.
So in this week's episode, we're going to get into it a little bit later. We're having Eli on and she's going to share with us some rules on how to be a gal on the go. Or rules for being
rules for being a gal on the go. We were like, we thought of this. We're like, we need the queen of rules to make us the list.
A little rule book.
Yes, truly. And you're writing a book. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So it's actually like because of the rules. So I've always wanted to write a book, and frustratingly so, I'm getting so many comments like, I'm sure this girl's nice, but why are influencers writing books? I'm like, I never wanted to be an influencer. My whole life I wanted to be an author. Yeah. I have gone to years of school to be an author, like to be a writer. It's been my whole life dream. But I just never knew how I was going to get there. I'm like, what? I just kept writing and writing and writing. I guess my agents saw, they were following me. They saw me saying how badly I've always wanted to write a book and how that was like my dream. And like, I always said, like, I love doing social media, but it's really not my goal. Like, I want to do social media and have it, but I really want to be a writer. And so they reached out to me and they're like, we love this rules concept and we really think there's something there. So we developed a book idea proposal based on that and pitched out to editors and got a deal. And so I'm writing now. It's very crazy. I can't wrap my head around it, actually. Like, honestly, like, when something like that you've wanted for your whole life happens, you're sort of like, I'm sure you guys understand, you're sort of like, I don't know how to like internalize this.
Oh, absolutely.
Emotionally at all. But we're doing it. We have no choice.
That book is about to be my Bible. Oh my truly.
God, I'm so looking forward to it.
You guys will receive some advanced coffee.
Yay!
Ooh, sheesh.
Oh, they like are really excited about the potential to have like all of my content creator friends receive advanced copies.
Oh, that's really cool.
And I know you guys are book talk girls.
Yes.
So it's so exciting.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to talk about a book in my current phase. But I think that is so exciting. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And such a time. Yeah, I understand that sentiment, like all influencers write books or whatever, but not really. And this is like such a different take on a book.
Yeah.
And really, like, you have so many like amazing stories to tell. Eli has your own podcast. You guys can go listen to that.
I've listened. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys have to come on it now that we do the studio. Is so fun.
Dumb. It's so nice. It's really, that you really have a studio.
Fun. Yeah. Kenzie and I had a great time doing our little swap in there. It was good.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And you just got an office too, and you're like working on your book there. Do you just feel like a gal on the go?
I feel like a gal. Seriously, I feel like a gal on the go. And I like the hustle and the grind. Mm-hmm. Like when I was working my 9-to-5, like I found joy in like getting up and getting ready and like going to the office.
Yeah.
Like I would always like tell myself like you're a boss in my head, which is so silly. But like I like having that. I don't know. Yeah. It's like
us too.
Yeah. Like our, I don't know. It's fun.
It's fun. It keeps you on your toes and there's always something exciting happening.
Yeah.
And it's like cool to see how much can I balance in a day?
Yeah.
You really are a guy on the go though, because I always hear stories and you're like always zipping around town. Like zipping. I'll be like laying in bed. And I'll be like, Eli's already been up for like 2 hours.
She's in the shower. She's walking. Yeah. She's at an event. I'm very impressed.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yes.
How do you find the motivation? It's not even motivation because like you would run out of motivation by now. How do you find the discipline to wake up so early every day?
That's a good question. My body clock is really early, so I have to like give it that naturally. Okay. The other thing is like I think when I was like recovering from my eating problems, I had this like realization one day where like I was like, okay, so if I'm awake for 16 hours a day, I'm spending like 12 of them thinking about my body. That's so fucking sad. Like, what if I died tomorrow and I spent 12 hours on my last day on earth thinking about my body? Mm. And so it reframed my entire mindset to be like, okay, you have 16 hours. What are you going to do with 16 hours? And I like every day. And I like love that. There's something so exciting about having 16 hours. And that has always been so special to me. So I keep that in mind. And of course, I let myself sleep in if I want to or whatever, and like Saturday mornings or whatever. But I'm not very good at staying in bed, like sitting still.
Me neither.
I'm very like, I have so
What's
much
your
energy.
Sign?
I'm a Cancer, but I have a Sag rising.
Ooh,
so
I love Cancer.
I think it
Me
comes
too.
From that.
Yeah, it's definitely the Sag.
It's definitely the Sag.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
You see, like, I know Danielle's like that too. Like, I cannot relate. Like, I'm like the type that I'll be like in bed and I'll be like, ooh,
are you guys
probably
night
should
owls?
Get up. Like, I don't know. I just like love laying in bed.
Are you guys night owls?
No. She might be kind. Well, on weeknights, I stay up later than her, but weekends, she stays up later than me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot
what
of
about
sense.
You?
Not really. Like, midnight is kind of like...
Is that
on,
late?
Yeah. On weekends, sometimes, like, Avery and I, that's my boyfriend, we'll be up, like, watching TV or something, and, like, I'll notice it's 2 a.m., but... On weekdays, I'm usually in bed by midnight, unless for some reason he had a really stressful long day at work and he ended his work day at like 10 and he wants me to come over. And then in which case, I'll be up later. But usually it's midnight. That's late for me.
That's me too. I'm sleeping on weekdays, unless we have an event or something. I would say that would be like the exception. Yeah. Or if it's, you know, same. Got all my work done, went to my boyfriend's or something like that. But that's more rare.
Yeah.
It's so interesting hearing you say, like, cause I thought you were going to say like 10 or 11, but I guess midnight at this age is kind of like normal.
Yeah, my roommates it's also so sleep crazy. Early, so they also are like, our apartment gets quiet by like 10 every night.
That's kind of nice, because I think I was talking to you about this. I've said it in my vlogs before, living alone, there's no one to like go to bed to, you know. It's not like, oh, I'm going to bed, or my mom telling me you should go to bed. Like,
you can just be awake. Yeah,
so I'm always like, I guess I should get in bed now, but no one's stopping me.
Yeah, no, like
weird.
By 10, we're all three in our rooms normally. And like, if I do get up to like go to the kitchen or go to the bathroom, it's like very quiet in the apartment, which is nice. But I'm glad we're all on the same page with that, because it makes living easier.
That's
but I can't imagine. Do you guys like living alone?
I do love it.
I love it too. I'm very used to it. Do you want to have
roommates for a minute?
I don't know. So we're in our apartment until July 2023. So a year from like a year and a month.
Okay.
So we've signed a 2-year lease. I think after that, if Avery and I are still together, it would be time to move in together.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust myself living alone. Like, fair. Does that make sense? I just don't. I'm a very like.
Are you an extrovert?
No. And ooh. I think I would sink into myself deeply. Like, I'm the kind of person that when I push myself to go be around people and go out, I love it and have a great time. But I really struggle to push myself. And if I lived alone, I think I wouldn't do it at all. Because I would be like, I just don't – I'm much happier being alone, which is untrue. I'm actually not much happier being alone. But my brain always tries to convince me that that's the case.
Self-awareness.
Yeah. I'm actually really similar. But really? Like when I'm alone, like I'll just have days alone and I'll – like I could – convince myself to like cancel on events and be like, no, like I don't, or cancel on friend hangouts, like dinners, whatever. I'll be like, no, I like being alone, but I'm so much happier when I'm in a group environment. Yes. Like I truly am like, I look forward to, of course, like going back and like, you know, reading my book and being in bed, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, retreating.
Same. I need to charge up.
Yeah, definitely need to charge up. But I really feel my, like my happiness levels are much better when I'm like surrounded by people that, but I convince myself I'm
totally
the same.
Yeah.
So I need the push.
Yeah. You just need the push.
Yeah.
One thing I miss about having a roommate, and I still really, really miss it, is like waking up on like the weekend mornings and sitting in the living room. Or
no, it's
night.
Actually the best. Or just like on Saturdays being like, anyone want to get a bagel? Do us later.
Yeah. I'm always like, boyfriend, like, hello.
That's great. Like, and it's hard living in a city because a lot of your friends will live like across town. I mean, we're pretty lucky, I guess. Like, you live with people, so you
remember. Yeah, we live near each other. So
live near each other, live near friends.
Yeah.
But if you live in New York, it can't just be like, let's grab a bagel. People live across town. Yeah, maybe in another borough.
Yeah, like literally in another borough. But I think what's so interesting about it is that like New York City sort of forces you to realize who your real friends are, because you're going to realize who you want to prioritize, since the effort is so high to make plans and then commit to them with people.
I'm having this realization recently. It's freaky. I'm like, I haven't made an effort to hang out with this person. And I thought I loved them.
It's like you have to have a friend. You have to be a friend to have a friend. Mm-hmm. So if that person isn't being a friend to you, like, you know what?
True.
I mean,
it's
like,
two-way street.
Like if you haven't reached out to them, but they also haven't reached out to you, it might be nobody's fault, but it might just be like natural progression of your friendship.
Totally. And that's normal. I mean, not everybody could be your like you got like your tiers of friendship. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
That's something I'm bad at accepting too.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially like post-grad. Are you guys the same age or are we the same?
No.
Eli's she's in the middle of us. Yeah. Yes. So you're like 2 years. I'm 1 year out of college,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm still like figuring that out.
But Eli went
out.
To grad school for a year though. So
I guess same. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm just 3 years out of – that is so weird to say.
Actually, when I realized that I was 2 years out, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the it's Snapchat so memories. I'm like, that feels like yesterday. Like, I really feel like yesterday. I feel like I was there.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
This podcast is sponsored by Guru Nanda. Guru Nanda offers you a better reason to smile. Unfortunately, there are harmful bacteria and toxins living in your gums causing bad breath. Gross, right? This is not only embarrassing. In time, it also threatens the health of your gum and teeth. And even worse, serious health issues. I definitely could have used Guru Nanda in the past. I've had all kinds of dental things in the past, especially like with bad breath. It's like, okay, yeah, brushing your teeth is great, but Guru Nanda really just helps you gain that fresher breath, whiter teeth, and better oral health. Guru Nanda coconut and mint pulling oil is a safe and natural way to extract the toxins and harmful bacteria from your mouth while protecting the good guy bacteria, meaning they take care of your oral microbiome. The powerful stain-fighting oils also break up bacteria that cause stains without damaging your enamel, a powerful whitening, health-enhancing, great-tasting addition to your daily oral care routine. And that makes everyone smile better. Using Guru Nanda's pulling oil will make you feel more confident about your breath, your smile, and your oral wellness, and assist your overall health, which we love. The Guru Nanda coconut and mint pulling oil is just incredible. I really suggest you guys check it out, especially if it's something that you're not used to. Have a little fun with it. Try something new. It's simple, all natural, and time proven, free of alcohol, synthetic chemicals, preservative, artificial colors and fragrances, and GMOs. Guru Nanda believes that oral care is crucial to your overall well-being. Register now at gurunanda.com/win to win a $500 Walmart gift card and receive $3 off each bottle purchased exclusively at Walmart.
Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market. So starting with the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs, you can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. So you don't have to choose here between like style or function and power or range. You can get it both with a plug-in hybrid EV. So both vehicles actually come with voice recognition and a smart send suite to help you drive safe. Their turbocharged engines make for quiet but rapid acceleration. They also have the digital key feature, which is amazing. It allows you to use your Android phone as a spare key. So if you want to take a look and check out some of these websites, like, you got to check them out. They are so, so beautiful looking. And I know personally, for my next car, I'm looking to go electric. This is the move, guys. Literally, while we're talking right now, while I'm doing the show, you could be filling up your car, like literally charging it up instead of like going and getting gas. How cool is that? So learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Well, so we want to do our current favorites and song of the week with you.
Oh my God, I love that. I'm That's so, so fun.
So we'll start with our current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things, things, things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Do you want to start us off? What you're loving right now?
Sure. I like couldn't think of one. I was like, what am I loving? I realized I'm loving Caesar salad.
I love this.
Ooh, Caesar salad. Yes. Fun, unique favorite.
Like, I just love Caesar salad. Like, it's really, like, she's a good salad. She and, is. Like, whenever, like, back in the day when I was, like, so concerned with everything I was eating, I was always, like, I would literally say to myself and other people, like, Caesar salad shouldn't even be a salad because it's not healthy. But it's, like, fuck that. Caesar salad is healthy.
Still lettuce.
That is my
epitome.
That is my health. Like, mm-hmm. creamy dressing, croutons, the whole thing, like, millions of pounds of cheese. Like, yes.
The most beautiful. Where is your favorite place to get a Caesar salad?
So I'm loving Sunny Boy's Kale Caesar. It's my favorite restaurant. Good. It's my favorite. Sunny Boy's my favorite restaurant.
I know that it's your favorite. That salad, you need to go.
You need to
go. It's so good. The espresso martini, one of my favorites.
I just Kit Keenan post that she like goes to American Bar like literally every day. That's what my Sunny Boy reservations look like. It's like the same thing.
Really?
Like, literally everything, like every work dinner, whatever it is. Like, I was out to dinner with someone from TikTok last night, like, Sunny Boy.
It's a great vibe.
The salads.
They're going to start to know you
the
there.
The fries.
Soon.
They like, I want to be besties.
That no,
like,
salad.
You'll start getting half off for sure.
It's like a little bit different than a normal Caesar, though. Like, yeah. It's like their take on it. It's so good.
It's so good.
Kit reviewed it.
I forget what her rating was. She didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't think she loved it, but
it's not like a typical Caesar salad.
It's not romaine.
I would say that, like, the Westville Caesar salad, if you're looking for like a good Caesar salad where like the cheese is good, the dressing's good, the croutons are good, and it's like a regular romaine Caesar salad, I would go to Westville. It's really good.
I've always wanted to go there too.
You have to go.
I know. I'm getting so inspired right now.
I order Westville a lot on delivery.
I order Westville like every day.
Because it's like fast casual, right? Like, it's healthy, but like.
Yeah, it's like, you would like it a lot. It's like vegetable plates and
kind
like.
Kind of like Dig, right? Or am I crazy?
No. It's
not really like bowls.
Oh, so you have like a base of protein.
Well, no, you can get like burger. You can get like pasta.
So it's like a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And their drinks are really good. And they have Marg Mondays.
Oh.
They have Marg Mondays. And the Margs are something like $10 are good. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's New York cheap.
Yeah, it's New York cheap. That's a great way to put it.
Our happy hours are like standard prices in other cities.
Yeah. People are like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Like at a fancy restaurant in another city.
Yeah,
literally.
Brooke, what's your fave?
Mine's a book. Speaking of books, so I finished. It's called Book Lovers. It's by Emily Henry, who does Beach Read and People We Meet on Vacation. You don't really read. Do you read fiction a lot?
I go through phases. Okay. So I have a fiction book on the docket right now that I need to read. But I usually am not reading a ton of fiction.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's just the books, you know, I went through a big phase where I was trying to read nonfiction too. And it was like really, I integrated in a little bit, but I need a fun, like a lighthearted read.
Yeah.
So this is, it wasn't my favorite of her books, but I did really enjoy it, especially the second half of the book. When things start to build, it basically gives it away. It's a romance book about this woman who's like a book agent actually in New York City. Her sister takes her out of town and she goes to North Carolina and, you know, connects with someone.
Wait,
and,
why is it always North Carolina?
Because it's always
like a love of fucking cottage. Nicholas Sparks, like he puts every character in
You're so right.
He has the same agent as me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Fun fact, wow. Eli.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And when I was a kid, like when I was way too young to be doing so, read through like his whole entire, like
really
every book he'd ever written.
Really?
When I was like 12.
So you're like, learning things.
I probably like shouldn't have been reading about like dirty sex when yeah. I was 12.
I've never actually read one. Do they have like explicit sex scenes?
Never read. I've only watched movies.
Not really. They have like hot scenes. Yeah, for sure. They're steamy. Like I think for a 12 or 13 year old, it's like not a good idea. Like, and my parents never knew. Like, I remember my parents taking away Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants when I was, 11. Because I shouldn't have been reading that because there were sex scenes. But
there's sex scenes in that book?
I think in the book or that's in the sequel.
In the movie, is there?
No, it was written. That was, kiss, like, teen but...
yeah.
edition.
No, there is definitely some... There's something mature in the book because it was taken away from me when I was, 12. Like, no. But I don't think that they ever knew about the Nicholas Sparks thing.
No one needs to know. Finding out now, fam.
Yeah. Never know.
I love it. Okay, cool. I want to read that author. It sounds like she has some good.
Yeah, I want to read romance. Her too.
Yeah, they're a little slower moving. Like, I definitely prefer like thrillers when it's kind of action. It's like someone dies and it's like whodunit, like right away or something.
Whodunit.
Yeah, and the whole thing is like a quest to figure it out. But if you're okay, I just don't have a lot of patience. Just in life in general, I struggle. So, you know me.
It's your struggle. I love it.
What's your favorite?
Mine are actually these heels I have here with me right now. They're the Steve Madden Trixie platform heels. I have them in white and green. They're like just these amazing platform. They're so tall. I'm 5'3". Yeah, so cool. I just like to have certain height. Cute. But they're so comfy. I've worn them. Like I've walked blocks in them. I mean, obviously after a while, like it's just like nothing's really comfortable. But I feel like we just had a lot of events recently where I'm like, I'm going to wear some heels. Like I'm going to put my toes out now, you know, it's summer and they've just been the best. They're so flattering. They make your legs look so good. Like I just love them. So I have them in white and green. Steve Madden Trixie heels. You need love them. That. Yeah. If you had them and I wasn't wearing them, imagine like our height difference because we already have like a height difference.
I know they look very tall. I really want to be this person that's like tall and like I'm not even that tall. I'm 5'7", but like I shy away from like really tall. And Steve Madden has the cutest like huge chunky heels, but I never wear them because I'm like,
wait, I love a tall woman.
You do?
I do. Okay. I really think it's like the most powerful fucking thing. Like
it is. It's intimidating.
I was so insecure about being short when I was growing up, but now I don't care and I love being short, but I look at a tall woman in heels and I'm like, fuck yes.
Literally.
That's powerful and sexy. Also, short women in heels are also powerful and sexy, but like when a woman that's 5'7" wears heels and they're 5 inches and then she's suddenly like 6'2", I'm like, that's hot.
It's epic.
I'm like literally hot.
Well, you're inspiring me. I think heels in general are just like, they really amp up a level. Like make it any look so hot.
You've inspired me to wear heels more, honestly. Because I feel like the other day we were going somewhere, she's like, I brought some heels to change into. I was like, okay, Adina, love that for you.
And my mom is like that actually. And my mom's actually a tall woman. She's 5'10" and she wears heels and she does the whole 6'2" iconic thing. And she like significantly taller than my dad. Then when she wears them, and she's like, I don't care.
You know, I love it.
Iconic.
If a man was going to be intimidated by that, like you don't want to.
Yeah,
totally.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So heels are great. I think in New York City, it's really comfortable, or it's really important for them to be comfortable.
And I like that they have a good platform on them. Yeah. Sometimes when they're platform. Like a little too spiky, or like it's too stiletto-y. I make them mistake all the time.
Luck,
walking,
like,
you're like breaking ankle.
No, it's awful.
No. Need comfortable shoes because it's just not fun taking. I've taken my shoes off in New York City before, like on the streets.
So have I.
Yeah.
One time.
Sometimes it just literally has to happen.
Yeah.
I was with you that one time I did.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You've done it.
Oh, well, I was wearing like tights, I think maybe, but I'm so nervous. I was like, if this is how I contract something, like I'm going to be so
disappointed. I know you were really nervous.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
It's not all ended common. Well though. Oh my gosh.
Do not recommend.
Yeah. It's much necessary. Or if someone can give you a piggyback ride, but I don't think I was going to give you a piggyback ride that day and you weren't going to give me one. So we were just in it together.
We were just cruising.
Now for song of the week.
Song of the week.
Okay. Mine is the new Doja Cat song, Vegas, which is...
I haven't listened to it.
It's from a movie. She did it for a movie, and I, like, literally think it's so good. I mean, I love Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Anything she does, I love. But it's so good.
Oh, my gosh. You'll have to send it to Brooke so we can add it to our GOTG Jams playlist.
Yes.
Please send. I love Doja Cat, too. Good for summer.
Really
fun. She's literally Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, like, give me more of that for the summer. Like, yeah. Just some good. Is it, like, happy fun?
Yes. It's so good. We love.
Vegas. Here for Vegas.
Vegas.
We need a Vegas trip.
I'm manifesting that, guys. I've never been. I've never been.
Oh, more of the reason.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go. Okay, mine is My Love by Florence and the Machine.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. Are you a big Florence and the Machine girl?
Like, I'm not like an explicit fan, but like if I reflect, I like all their music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in that like little era of high school when they like had all of those like, you know, and all the indie girls listen.
Yeah. That's the one I know really well, but I probably know more. Or like when you'd go on someone's Tumblr page and it's like playing
Florence. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Tumblr.
What was the other one that was that era of music?
Lord.
Lana Del Rey. It was like the dueling.
I was like, what is it?
It's L.
Oh, so.
Is this a new song?
Yeah, I actually was flipping through the channels and saw, what was that, the BMAs? Is that what it is?
BBMAs?
Billboard. Yeah, yeah.
BBMAs.
And they were performing this, and I was like, I literally went to Spotify and immediately
tuned
down.
In, baby.
Yeah. Because I liked it that much.
Love so it. So excited. Yeah. Always looking for new music. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I was, like, before I moved to New York, I was driving, so I was always listening to music, and I still do listen to music a lot, but I was always, like, finding new music. I don't know about you guys. And now it's like, I'm in a slump. So
yeah, I when I walk, I listen to podcasts mostly. So
yeah, exactly. Or just music that you know. Like if you're like in a rush on the go and you're like, oh, I just need something to hype me up. Oh, I know this song's gonna get me or this playlist.
Yeah, you gotta go through safe options.
Yeah, like safe. That's a good way to put it. However, I guess I'm not in a slump because this week I was telling you I found some new music.
Mm-hmm.
This song is called "Lean on Me" by Cheat Codes and Tinashe. So good. You know, it's kind of like similar to the song I talked about in last week's episode. I think it's just the same vibe of, you know, Vegas, Doja Cat, just very happy, upbeat, getting ready for summer, just putting you in the best.
I love it. Mood.
Like,
we need that.
We just need more of that. It's just the sun is shining. We were saying we feel like new people recently.
Yeah.
I'm coming, like, I'm going out more. Like, I just, like, I feel like I was in, like, my apartment cocooned. The whole winter. I was like, nope, don't look at me. And now I'm like,
I'm
seeing BC.
Yeah.
Truly. Oh, absolutely. I'm out.
I love it.
Okay, amazing.
Life can be overwhelming, and many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and more. We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burned out, and BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. I seriously love my therapist. I had therapy yesterday and it was just such a weight lifted off my shoulders, and unknowingly so, because it was so funny. Right before therapy, I was like, oh, like, I don't even need to do it today. Like, I'm having a good day, you know? But that's what therapy is all about. It's maintenance and like just keeping up with your mental health, I think, is so important. There was so much that I ended up talking about that I didn't really know was on my heart. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Gals on the Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. That's betterhelp.com/gals.
So now we are going to get into the rules. Like the way you format these typically, you just write them in your notes app.
Yep. That's what
we do. Very, very to the point. And always you just think of them app. Like stream of consciousness.
Yes. Most things I do are very stream of consciousness, I will say.
I love that. Well, yeah, because literally when we texted Eli about this, we sent her a shared note. Boom. She's like writing it all in already. I love this girl.
My biggest issue ever is if I wish you could unread texts so that they're still bold. Because I open a text and I don't write down the thing, like, oh, like, make sure to do the list for Brooke and Danielle, I won't do it. Like, I need a reminder. And for emails, I have to, like, when I was on my way here, I, like, got an email that I need to address, like, when I'm home. And I opened it, but I had to go and unmark, like, mark it as unread, or else I simply won't do the thing.
I do the same thing. I wish I could do the text, too.
It has to be, like, instant.
So do you, like, wait to open text if you can like see from the first few lines?
Yes. If it's like, hey, I haven't seen you in so long, we should hang out or something like that, I will answer the first one, but it might take me hours because I need to be sitting there like knowing what my schedule is.
Totally.
And like all of that stuff.
Yeah. You know? And we don't always have to be available. Like just because we're posting on our stories doesn't mean like,
yes,
I can text
you back. It
actually
stressed me out in the past like time that I've been doing this. Like,
yeah.
So obviously I'm always posting, but like it doesn't mean I have the wherewithal to like answer a message. Similarly to how like when people are at work, they probably see the text, but they're not going to respond because they're busy. It's tough though, because people mm-hmm. think that they feel bad.
Boundaries.
Can I ask you, because you post so much on your Instagram story and like you're so interactive with your audience, which I think is why you've like been so successful.
Absolutely.
What is your screen time? Oh, it's need to know.
Oh, that's actually like
I'll give you an exact question, but it's upwards of 10 hours typically.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what mine is to compare it to, truly. What's yours, Brooke?
Mine's like 7, I think.
Okay, yeah, mine's probably 6 or 7 or 8.
Okay, my daily average is 8 hours and 54 minutes, but that was down from last week. Usually, apparently, it's like 9 hours usually.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but you also like are so good at being so responsive. Like Eli constantly, mm-hmm. if you don't follow her on Instagram, you need to.
If you just need advice, go to her.
Always doing Q&As. And it's like it's not just, you know, some influencer Q&As, like it's like 5 questions. I mean, I'm guilty too. Like I'll be like Q&A.
Yeah.
And
I definitely do questions. It. I'm like, oh, I'm done. Like I'm exhausted.
I feel so guilty. And I know it's so stupid because like it's not something to feel guilty about, but like when I get super busy and I do a Q&A and I only answer a few, because in my brain I'm like, this person took time out of their day to type in the question that they really wanted answered.
Oh my God, you're so
it's
nice.
Like, you know, it's hard for me to not answer a lot because mm-hmm. I feel bad, because I'm like, aww. It means a lot to me that people would be willing to type in questions.
Totally. Yeah, I know. And people get so creative with their questions too.
They ask really good questions.
I like unique ones. You get unique ones. Sometimes I'm like, okay, guys, make them juicy this year.
Yeah,
like,
they're a good bunch. More. Well, that's when it's good that you do that secrets thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, like share a secret with people. Like that. Yeah.
Share a secret. I know. It's gossip.
Yeah, I know. And it's all anonymous, so it's all fun. People
it's so like fun.
Really get juicy on there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited to talk about rules for being a gal on the go.
I know. Me too.
So Eli wrote most of them. Brooke and I have some input here and there. But we'll just kind of chat through them if that's cool with you.
Yeah,
if you want to take it off.
Do you want me to read them out or should we just do one by one?
We'll just do one by one and chat about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
So the first one for rules for being a gal on the go is that you need a good tote bag and reusable water bottle, which would be the ultimate outfit completing accessories. Just because when you're going, like, do you ever find yourself on a day when you're super busy, like, get dehydrated because you don't have, like, a mm-hmm. water bottle with you because you're not at home, like, refilling your cup or whatever it is?
Oh, and absolutely.
I don't know. I'm always needing my bigger tote bag because unless I'm going to, like, a dinner or an event, I typically need many more things for my day than just my keys and phone and cards.
Yeah, I see you have this awesome little pink tote. Not little. Love.
She's cute, right?
Little Prada guy.
From,
so cute.
The Real Real.
Oh.
Love that. I love it so much. I just bought myself my first designer tote bag because it is just – it's an outfit accessory, just like you said. It's so important.
I love
it's not that one.
I was looking for it. I was like, is it here?
Yeah, no, it's not here. It's beautiful and big. But I just think that's so important. It's so true. Like, I'm throwing, like, granola bars in, a water bottle.
Yeah.
Like, your emotional support water bottle, should I say.
Yeah. I feel like it depends on the size of the tote. I like to bring my book with me because if you're you know, going from place public transportation or, you know, if you're waiting for appointments, sometimes you have a few minutes in between.
Yeah.
Headphones. Are you a wired or wireless?
I'm wired, but I do like those big chunky Apple ones, but I'm not going to buy them.
I've almost bought them twice now.
Yeah. I'm my roommate has them. She loves them.
I saw your tweet though. Are you against them?
I'm not against them. Well, to me, it gives me like and I'm not against them at all. I think that they're great. I would use them in a more context though of like editing or like doing computer work. I feel like if I was walking down the streets of New York City wearing them, I wouldn't feel super safe because you can't fully hear your surroundings.
Yeah, that's the problem that my roommate said. You really can't hear anything.
Yeah, that would really alarm me. Like someone could creep up behind you and that really, I just am like, I need to have my head on a swivel at all times.
People know that they're noise canceling.
Yes.
So. True.
No, they could literally like just snap, like, oh my God.
Yeah, no,
you know what the main reason is, and this sounds crazy, is I dealt with this a lot in college. Not as much anymore because I'm not like always running into people I know. AirPods, you can't always see them, and mine are noise canceling, and people think I'm ignoring them when they say hi. It was like such an issue that people text me like, hey, I just saw you, like you pretending like you didn't know me. I was like, I did not hear you. So I feel like if you have headphones, it's like obvious.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't bother me. But I don't know. That like wouldn't be the reason to get headphones. I just think it's cool. Like Ellie Thuman talked about her like therapy headphones. I was like, oh, that sounds nice. Like, they just feel so snug and you just.
Yeah, no, they look great. I mean, everyone who, like, it's like an accessory at this point.
Yeah,
right?
It's cute.
But they also take up real estate in the tote bag, too. Because then when you're not using them,
you put them down.
Yeah. So you got to be smart about this.
So true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could use your gal on the go tote bag.
Yeah, we have tote bag.
Oh yeah, we do have merch that's tote bags. Yeah. I will throw everything in for the day. Like, some, you know, on my laptop.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Literally.
A little notebook if you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Tote bags are like kind of in too. So it just kind of works.
Yeah. No, it works so well. I love it.
always have a chapstick or like a lip balm.
Lip gloss. SPF. Yes. Yeah. SPF, whatever you need, deodorant.
I've been putting deodorant in my bag recently, especially as it gets warmer here.
If you're like gone out of your house for like 10 hours, I don't know.
Yeah.
I also think like we don't live with our significant others. It can be tough if like you're going to be out all day and then you're going to go there at the end of the day and you want to have like stuff. But like you just want to have like your pajamas even maybe or like a, just a change of like something or whatever you need that for nighttime. Like sometimes I like know that I won't be going home. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm constantly like that. I got actually when I like first started dating my boyfriend, I got a huge pack because I had a really bad habit. I wouldn't take off my makeup in the beginning and it like I don't know why. Like I would
be so mad at you. I'd be like, take off your makeup.
It made no sense. I just like was weird. So then I got those little mini makeup wipes.
Oh yeah.
Those are great to throw in your bag. Also in the summer, like, you know, your makeup's like dripping down your face. Like sometimes just a quick little refresh. You used one today, didn't you?
Yeah. I went. Yeah.
Because you were a gal. Danielle had a gal on the go day.
Yeah. I'm not going to be home for 10 hours. That bag, tattoo bag, has three outfits, two pairs of shoes, Dyson Era, makeup bag, dry shampoo. I mean, it's got what I need.
Oh, my God. That's an excessive. You're a busy girl. Yeah.
That's kind of heavy, you know? It's not great for being on the go, but it works.
It works. It gets done what it needs to get done.
I love it.
So,
all right.
So get yourself a good tote bag.
Yeah.
Rule number one.
That's rule number one.
And reusable water bottle.
Rule number one. Isn't that like a song?
Rule number one. It kind of sounds – it reminds me of a song. We're making it a song. Okay. Rule number two. You have to plan some time for fun. I think that I like actually struggle with this a lot because I'm a very like overachieving person and I will beat up on myself because like even when the day is done, I'm like, well, why should it be for me? Like I could still work. Mm-hmm. So like I tend to like, and I know I'll be doing this later. Like I tend to lie in bed answering Q&As until I sleep. Like I don't stop working ever. And so it's important for me to like carve out time for fun and like time to just like enjoy myself, whether that's like me and my friends used to do like weekly dinner nights on Thursday and we'd like have dinner together every Thursday, whether we were like cooking it or going out or like making a plan for a Sunday brunch or like something like that. I think it's like so integral.
It's so important. I feel like hustle culture, we're like trying to get out of that hustle culture necessarily, but like it's definitely still prevalent, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So having that time, like last night, I totally was so tempted to stay in my apartment all night and just like get emails done that like didn't need to be done, but I was like, let me just do this all. And I was like, you know, I had therapy and she was like, you need to be outside today. So I was like, I'm going to just walk to West Side Highway. It's like a 40-minute walk, but I'm going to do it. I made my boyfriend come and he was really glad he pushed himself. And it was so funny because we ended up we were like, just an hour. And then we were like on our way back and he's like, should we like get a beer? I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then he was like, okay, but just beer. I said, okay. And he's like, should we just get dinner too? I was like, yeah, let's just get dinner too. And it was so fun. And like, it was so recharging because I knew today was going to be so busy. Mm-hmm. And now I feel amazing.
Yeah, just reset yourself.
I know.
Have to.
I feel like I do this to myself a lot where I'll limit myself. Like I'll be in the moment having fun and I do the same thing where I limit I'll intentionally limit myself. Like, well, it's just one drink or whatever. Yeah. It's like, is it going to kill me to like stay a little longer or just like,
if you're having a good time, like we need to be carving out that time for ourselves.
Absolutely.
It's so important.
Like that rule, Eli.
I love that.
I like a weekly happy hour. I need to get on that with my
friends. I was telling Ryan that. Like, I know we don't work 9 to 5, but I want to start going to happy hour.
You could. Happy hours, why not?
Like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Especially like a neighborhood spot. That's like so easy. Yeah. If it's like, oh, like we're wall walk and meet up.
Yesterday. Such a vibe.
So fun. Did you get a mar?
No, I did not. But I have to shout out Katrina. She was like a huge follower of us. And she was so cool. And I know she's listening. She's been like watching us forever.
So
had a shout out. She was drinking margs. We got beer.
But. Oh, I love that. Yeah. You're a chill beer girl. Chill beer girl. Okay. Number three is side hustles are in. I put that because like I think that our lifestyles are like – obviously we're like so privileged and lucky that we don't work conventional 9 to 5s. And when I did work my 9 to 5, I was so like hard set on having my side hustle because I knew that I wanted to make like my creative stuff my career if I could. And I think like – if you want something, like you have every opportunity to go for it. I mean, obviously you might be working and like you might have all of those obligations, but if you could find an hour a week to dedicate to your side hustle or just like an hour on a Sunday or like one weeknight when you get home, like you never know what could come out of that. And I think it like also just reinvigorates your passion for life. Like it can be really easy to slip into like a passionless routine. But if you're passionate about something, even if you don't think you're very good at it, there's no reason to not do it.
Yeah. Or learn a new skill.
Yeah.
Like after yesterday, I really want to like pick up tennis. Like we'll see if that happens or just, I really, really love that. I think a lot of people too have
all these interests and they're really scared. But especially in this day and age, you have such an easier way to kind of access so many things. Like learn how to do things on TikTok, YouTube, whatever it may be.
Skillshare.
Yeah. And even if your side hustle is going to be like, I love to bake, I'm going to make like cooking videos for TikTok. Like you're like TikTok gives you the opportunity to post into the void and like maybe you won't have any viral videos. Maybe you'll have one viral video. Maybe you'll go viral. Like there's so many opportunities to make something out of nothing on TikTok and like or just have fun.
Literally have fun. That's when you are the most successful, I found.
Yes.
When it's show so
when
apparent.
It's genuinely fun.
Yeah, I love absolutely. It.
Okay.
You're inspiring me. I need to find some side hustle.
Yeah.
Number four, always pack a snack. Just the thing is like you literally can't do anything if you're not energized and fed. Mm-hmm. Like you can't do anything if you're not energized and fed. I always like I like plan out my day and I'm like, okay, and then that's the time period that I'm gonna like have my snack. Or like go get a snack somewhere or something. Like in between I had like my podcast ended recording at 1 and I had to get down here, but I went to Sweet Green and like ate a Sweet Green salad because I knew I was like, if I don't eat anything, I'm gonna be sitting there the whole time thinking about how hungry I am and my just energy is gonna drop and then my attention level is gonna drop. And like, that's not fair to anyone. You know, you just don't do good output if you're not.
You're so in tune with yourself. I love this energy.
Yeah, you have to. I think that that's another thing. Like when you're so busy, I think you have to like know everything.
Be proactive.
You have to be, be proactive about yourself. You have to know things about yourself and like be ready for those things.
I love this. I actually am just realizing now that I do get hangry. You know, I would always hear that for like, oh, like I'm hangry or whatever. And I'd be like, well, that's not true. Like what I thought it was just like a phrase that people said. I get that. So like I'm here for the pack of snack movement.
Oh, you know, Brooke knows me. She'll be like, okay, so like bring your snack because she knows like I know. Like, can't function. Like I actually can't. Like I feel like my blood sugar goes down so much that like I get anxious almost. Yeah. So I like always like bring like a granola bar or something and you just
especially
have to
like as women with like hormones and cycles and everything, like when I'm on my period, like I need more iron than usual because I get so dizzy and stuff like that. And so like I will literally die if I'm not eating enough and I need to like go, it's just not gonna work. I'll literally have to go home. So I think it's like always remember your snack.
Yeah, just like find that perfect bar, that perfect little snack that you can put in your bag.
Yeah,
just
know that's that like it's easy.
That's exciting to
tickle your fancy.
I would always put like the stuff that's like in the back of my cabinet like or pantry or whatever and be like, I don't want to have this, but if you like it,
I
used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
I love skinny dipped almonds. That's one of my favorites. They're so good.
And also, it makes it easier just if you're in a group thing, like not having to be the one that's like, all right, I gotta stop and like have like you know you're self sufficient.
Yeah,
if you're preparing adequately. Yes. New Starbucks Baya energy drink. With caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, it's energy that's good. So if you haven't heard about these new drinks, guys, they are so cool. They come in 3 delicious fruity flavors, mango guava, raspberry lime, and pineapple passion fruit. I personally love the pineapple passion fruit. It's a refreshing fruit-flavored boost of feel-good energy, and it's in a way that only Starbucks can deliver. So it's a 12-ounce, 90-calorie can, contains 160 milligrams of caffeine, and that is all from the coffee fruit, but it's also rich in antioxidant vitamin C. So I really like these, especially in the summer, because I feel like you want to really maximize your days in the summer. You need a little boost in your day when you're going maybe from meeting to meeting, running a business. I know for us, we're gals on the go. We need a little afternoon pick-me-up sometimes. Also, I am starting to be a little more active, so I like to throw these in my bag and drink them when I'm on the way to a workout class or maybe when I'm gearing up to go on a hot girl walk. It's a gals on the go tote bag essential. Okay, maybe even if you're like meeting up with friends or before heading out for the night, you know, you give yourself a little boost, why not? It's fun. Starbucks Baya energy drink is available online at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations nationwide.
Okay, the next one is gals plural. I think it's important, we were talking about this before, with especially if you're introverted, like it's important to have like a like friends or just people, confidants, like people that you can lean on and people that you can do things with. Like, I'm sure like you guys working together and like doing this together, it's so much more emotionally invigorating. It's so much more exciting. Like, I just think like when we can do things together, it's also much easier like to get through things. So you got to have your gals, especially if you're always on the go, you're go, 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 you're really busy, you're really booked. Like, having people that like can relate to that or people that don't relate to that just to come home to at the end of the day with like a phone call or whatever it is. It's so important.
Support system. Yeah. Period.
Gotta it's have so your important. People. Yeah.
And I think having different friend groups too, or like different friends that you know for like, oh, this is my like walking friend. This is my let's talk pop culture. I was just
gonna say that like you don't need every single one of your friends to like want to party if you like to party. You can have your friends that you go party with. You can have your friends that are like your everything person. You can have your friends that you like go to the bookstore with, go to the theater with, whatever it is. Like,
so true. Normalize not leaning on one person for everything.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Like, different people for different things and like maybe someone for everything too. If you're lucky enough to get that.
Yes.
Miss Versatile. Yeah, I think you definitely need your people and your support system.
Unfortunately, I think when you have a significant other, they unfortunately just have to do everything. Like, they have to fit a lot of boxes.
Because the thing is, like, I don't really feel comfortable calling my friends and like trauma dumping all over them. But like a boyfriend sort of like sign up for that with each other. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just a lot, but like
I will be
texting him like, my stomach hurts, I'm sad, this, that, or the other thing happened. Like, how do I do this? I need this. Can you come here with me for that? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and they do the same.
He puts up for it. Yeah. Totally. And he does the same to me. So
that's a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's give and take. Yeah.
It's such a give and take. So it could be your guy on the go too, or gal or partner on the go, whatever you have. Okay. Number six, you're allowed to do it all. And I put that one because I think a lot of time women are told to be one thing. And I really struggled with this when I was in high school. People would always say to me, whether it was like my parents or adults or like drama club supervisor, cross-country coach, teachers, they would always be like, you have too many interests. You need to focus on one thing. Like, the thing that was always said to me was, why would you be good at so many things when you could be great at one thing? And nobody ever says that to boys.
So true.
When a boy is an athlete and he also is in the robotics club and he also does drama club and he can also sing, he's so well-rounded and he's gonna do so well in life. And like, it's the same thing, I always say this, but the terminology relationship type for men, that's a really good thing. It's like, oh, what a good guy, he's a relationship guy. But for a girl, it's desperate because it all has to do with like the male gaze and misogyny. But I think it's the same thing with that concept that like women have to only be one thing. And it definitely stems from like women belong in the home. Like, it all stems from that sort of patriarchal thing. But it's like, you can be more than one thing. You can work your 9 to 5 and on the side go at night and like sing little gigs if you like to sing and put together a band. And you could also like to run or go to spin classes, or you could also like, you know, take writing classes. Even if you don't think that you're a very good writer, you're allowed to like be more than just one thing. And I think it's such a sad reminder, but it's definitely a reminder that I need sometimes, especially growing up with the notion that I had to be one thing.
Yeah.
I love this. Danielle and I'm thinking of one friend that we have. I won't say who it is. That is so like this. She's a very surprising girl where you get to know her and you're like, wow, your interests don't line up with like what I would think about you if I was looking at you just physically or if, you know, I saw you just on the surface level. And I feel like I agree with what you're saying. Like, society doesn't let you like be this like multifaceted, like super interesting person. So I'm here for this movement. Like, be interesting, have like random weird interests. Like, that's cool.
That's what fuels you.
Yeah.
It's so important. And it's also like, don't be afraid of the noise. Like, society's also just conditioned when there's like loud women or like women with a lot of opinions or like a lot of interests. We're conditioned to think that they're like wrong. So our ultimate gut instinct is like, no, there's something wrong with that person. Like, just ignore the noise because you're going to be successful doing whatever you want to do, or you're just going to be happy, and that's worth it to me.
And happy equals success sometimes.
Normalize also trying things and not needing to stick with it too. I feel like I did that a lot growing up, where I had a lot of different weird phases and interests and stuff, but I wouldn't trade it for the world because it molded me into like, you know, the final form.
Exactly.
You know, you're allowed to have like a 1 year period where you were like playing one sport and then you didn't do that and then you did something else.
You're allowed to change your mind. There's also like a pressure on women to be like so perfect and so likable. It's like not the same pressure that we put on men.
It's very true, Eli. Mm-hmm.
Okay, number 7 is a gal on the go needs a partner on the go. And this doesn't need to be a romantic prospect, but it could be. I put this one because I just feel like if you are going to be going all the time, it's helpful that the people that are in your life, like your most intimate, like your best friend or like your boyfriend or partner, those people are also a person on the go. Mm-hmm. I think it's just helpful. Like, I don't know. My boyfriend is very, he's very like, he'll just be like, yeah, let's do it. You know, like the way that my life operates are sometimes a lot of last minute stuff or like chaos. And like, mm-hmm. I think being a gal on the go to me is just being booked, busy, blessed, and a little chaotic. And
I've never heard this.
That is, I love that.
I'm going to start saying that's a good way to like reframe
it. Booked, busy, blessed, and a little chaotic.
A little chaotic. I think that he needs to also, like my partner also needs to be that way. And I dated someone once who, like, no shame to him, is not like that. He's very traditional, conservative in many senses of the term person who likes his thing one way and is a rigid person. And he needs to be with a rigid person because, frankly, yeah. I'm not like that.
Yeah.
And I, like, having someone that like lets me breathe and that lets me be the gal on the go and is also like coming next to me and like keeping up with the pace and like we keep up with each other's pace mm-hmm. is so important. And I think that's true of best friend too. Like my best friends, like the closest friends I have in my life, I feel like we're on each other's same pace. Like we're on
the same level.
We're walking together, you know?
Rather than like one person ahead.
Yeah. Or like leaving the person behind. I don't know. Like, and yeah, sometimes you're not going to be on that pace. Sometimes you're going to need to like, you know, those like memes that are like, oh, she seems like the person that would wait for you if you had to tie your shoe.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to tie your shoe. Sometimes you got to wait for your friend. But like most times, if you're a gal on the go, you're going and you need someone that's keeping up with your pace. And it's okay. It's not picky to have standards in friends, in partners. It's not picky to say I want someone who can keep up with my pace. That's not picky. That's not bitchy. That's just standards.
It's so true. And like, we love that. Also on the note of like just being down for whatever, because if you're the one that's like, let's go, if they're like, okay, I'm down, I'll pick up. Like, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Like open-mindedness is so important.
I remember really early on in my relationship, we'd been dating for like 2 weeks. My best friend, Allie, who lives in Chicago, invited me and my other friends from college to Chicago. And she was like, bring your boyfriends. It can be like a couple's trip because everybody was in a relationship at that point. So I was super nervous to ask Avery to come with me because we'd only been dating for 2 weeks and I'd been dating him the least amount of time. But I realized very quickly that since it was a couple's trip, I wouldn't go if I wasn't going to be brave enough to ask him. And I was expressing my concern to Allie. I was like, we've been dating for 2 weeks. Is it weird to ask him to get on a plane with me and go to Chicago? And she was like, why would you? She was like, but you're like a fun, like free, like exciting, kind of like spur of the moment person. Why would you ever want to date someone who wasn't like that? She was like, if he said no and his excuse wasn't like he had something and or he had like a conflict, you don't want to be with that person because that's not your personality. And if the roles were reversed, you would be like, time and place, like let's book the flight because that's like that's your personality, that's your pace. And so I was like, you're totally right. Like if he says no, that's a really big red flag in my eyes just because that's not the kind of person I want to date. And he said yes and we went, we had a great time. But like that's kind of what I mean, just like someone that's going to keep up with your pace and like be on your same page.
I'm like, oh, I don't know, like I just don't know.
And I definitely think my ex would have been like, he would have like freaked out. Right. And that's fine, but that's his pace. And it's like, we're not on the same pace.
Yeah, it was a good little test.
And like no pace is like more superior. It's just like different.
That's so true with like being authentic to yourself too. Like I used to feel like sometimes I couldn't show, not that I'm like this quirky girl that's like, I can show my weird side, but you know, you put on, of course, like the first few dates with someone, you might not be fully yourself because you're not fully comfortable yet or whatever.
Yeah.
But with my current boyfriend, I felt like I could just be so like weird and truly myself like from the beginning.
Totally.
And I wasn't scared to show that side because I was like, if it doesn't work, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like I feel like I finally hit that realization and I agree.
Yeah.
And it's like for the right, I mean, this is like a greater lesson, I guess. It doesn't really have to do with being on the go, but you're saying like if asking him on the trip would have like scared him off, then like so be it. Like,
yeah. He's not a person. And the other thing is like, I think this is kind of like a rule for being a gal on the go is just like doing things because you want to do them. It's really hard. People are like, how do you let go of male validation and affirmation? How do you let go of like needing the approval of others? And I'm like, I'm really intentional about my choices. Mm-hmm. So when I'm choosing to do something, I'm like, do I want to do this? Do I want to wear this? Or do I think that wearing this is going to get me XYZ? Do I want to eat that? Or do I think that I'm supposed to because everybody else is ordering it? Do I want to go there? Or do I just think that I'm supposed to go there? So I think you have to like be really intentional as a gal on the go about like the things that you want for you. Because like at the end of the day, who really fucking cares what everybody else wants you to do?
Yeah,
like,
and
you have to make your own choices.
So good. And you only have, 16 hours a night?
Yeah, 16 hours. It's 16-hour rule. You have to go for it.
Yes. And like, no, I'm definitely learning this too of like, is this beneficial? My mom always says, is this life-giving to me? Like, is this going to benefit me? Because you only have so many hours in the day. You want to use them the way that you want them to.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're on the go, you probably have a lot of different options. Yeah,
I like that.
So our last two ones are fun after those
intense ones.
We love a hot girl walk. We love getting in our steps.
You're like a runner, right?
So, yes. I run, struggle walker. With the term because I was a runner. I grew up in a household where I was only doing theater and singing. My parents had a rule that we all had to pick a sport. I was very uncoordinated. Okay. So I eventually settled in fifth grade on doing cross country, and I sort of fell in love with running as like a therapy for me. I went on to run like half marathons, marathons, like pretty quickly.
Wow.
I was like, I almost walked on to the Michigan cross country and track team. Like I ended up not doing it because I was like, I actually don't want to do this. I like running for myself, not for competition. But I have fallen out of running. I mean, I like went on a run this morning and I could easily run 5 miles, but I can't run a marathon. And I did run a marathon in 2018. So, and I used to be able to just go out on a 10 mile run. Even a year ago, I could do that. I just fell out of the habit, and I think I go into phases. So I would, I would call myself loosely a runner. Maybe like
I call that a runner. When I say, I mean, I do not run. Like I don't.
No,
people just don't like it. And that's okay.
I agree. I also, we can get into the breast surgery of it all, but I have big boobs, so it's really uncomfortable for me to run.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a struggle, and actually part of the way that we got my reduction covered by insurance was talking about how I am a runner, and I would wear two sports bras, and so when I just wore one, it would chafe because I would need it to be tight enough that it would hold them in, but big enough that it would fit me. So naturally, my boobs would lift up the bottom of it. And once I sweat, it would chafe all over the bottom and all over the bottom of my boobs, cutting them open. It would bleed. So then I would wear two sports bras to keep them tighter, but then they would chafe against each other and then chafe against my skin. So part of the way we got it covered by insurance is that we sent those pictures in of like me after my runs, and it like all on the underneath would just be like bleeding.
Hey, well, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Wow. Thank goodness.
I mean, I just don't think I would like running, period, but like that's
like,
another
fuck
reason.
Fuck running.
I'm like, you feel like you have like two big rocks slamming into your chest every time you do it. Like, I'm like, this isn't fun, you know?
This segment is brought to you by Hyundai.
Starting this podcast and really doing this podcast has been a journey.
A journey to say the least. And we kind of wanted to just kind of give ourselves a little pat on the back and just kind of share with you guys if some of you guys are new here or didn't really know the journey that Gals on the Go has kind of taken us on. So Brooke and I both had YouTube channels, but then in college, my sophomore year, Brooke's senior year, we wanted to start a podcast and we had no idea how to. You know, we knew YouTube and everything, but we didn't know where to start.
Definitely. It was all kind of via our own doing and like research and stuff like that. And I'm not going to say like it was like lots of low lows or anything, but it was that we struggled along the way, you know, to get our footing with it.
Oh, absolutely. There was just so much newness, I think, for us, which was something we weren't familiar with because we had gotten YouTube and other platforms down so well. And so we've hit a lot of milestones along the way, and it's just been really cool. Like even today we were talking about our studio we have now, you know, just kind of like how many milestones we've hit. So we started out literally just posting the podcast, and it was a journey of its own to even just get it on the RSS feed and everything. That was a whole thing.
Figuring out, we made our own cover at first, our own
art on Canva.
We did. We went in and we had to figure out, you know, what even Gals on the Go was going to be. What we thought of the concept, and we're like, okay, what are we going to talk about every week, you know?
Literally. And we like decided to come up with segments that we do each week to start it off. And then we had the meat and potatoes of the episode, as we still do now. And then after a few months, we like started working with a couple brands, just a few.
And then continued to really post every week, as you guys know. And around April, I think it was March or April of 2019, when we signed with our network, Podcast One, who we love so much.
We love them.
It was such a cool milestone.
Oh my gosh, that was really cool. And so they helped really elevate our podcast. And we got a producer, shout out Alan. And they helped us even make our jingles cooler.
And really just help us streamline the podcast in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that we could create better content for you guys, obviously. And we've been with them. We love them so, so much. And we've had such cool opportunities along the way. Obviously, you guys, if you're a part of it, we had a virtual live show.
Yes.
We definitely want to keep building and keep growing and hopefully have some in-person live shows.
Oh, absolutely. And like, not to mention, after Brooke graduated, she was gone for a while. So she was gone. We were in different cities and we continued to do the podcast successfully virtually. Another big milestone was when I moved to New York
and we got to start recording together like we are right now.
We did. We got an office. We have a studio, you know.
Never know what to call it these days.
No. It's an office space, but like we made it a studio.
Yeah, so. It's a podcast. Like we painted the walls, got the Gals and the Ghost sign. That was a huge moment for us.
Huge milestone. I feel like life is all about like celebrating those important milestones. Like we often go past them and you'll just be like, okay, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. It's like, let's take a minute and reflect. Like we've come so far.
So far. And now we're already talking about like upgrading to a bigger space, which would be our next milestone. And we now have video format too, so people can watch our podcast, which was huge for us. And I think there's just so much more growth to come. And obviously it's a lot of thanks to you guys, but it's and it's also really fun sharing it with a friend too.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the best part about it.
Because I like you were saying, Brooke, like, you know, sometimes you just go past it and you forget to look back and like reminisce, but it is nice to have someone to kind of hold you accountable to be excited about totally. It and experience it together.
And we've definitely had, beyond just us helping each other, we've had so much help along the way from people like Emma, our graphic designer. And, I mean, listen to that episode. You guys know She's literally the best. Also just other people, so the support of you guys, like our show would be nothing if we didn't mm-hmm. have we've almost been doing this for 4 years, which is so crazy.
I know. We're like, we really want to like throw a party.
Should we? Let us know.
I think we should.
So yeah, we've had a lot of achievements. I encourage you all to reflect on your own individual journeys of life, because I think it's so easy to brush past things and just be like, you know, I'm existing, mm-hmm. whatever. It's like, be proud of yourself, of your accomplishments, of the things that you've kind of trudged through. And we are just so thankful to Hyundai for sponsoring this portion of the episode.
Yeah. So if you guys want to learn more, go to HyundaiUSA.com. Do you have like a pair of like hot girl walk or like running shoes that you love? Like,
I think Hokas are like definitely my go-to. I mean,
so good.
It's so funny. And like, I hate being like, I did it first. You know what I mean? Because I actually probably didn't. But when I was in high school was when I got my first pair. So before they became as popular as they are and sold, I've never experienced them being sold out. Like, I've never experienced walking into a store and being like, can I have Clifton 7s and them not having like an array of sizes and colors. Like, I'm so happy for them that they blew up. Like, they needed it. They're the best shoes ever. But it's now so hard to get them. Like, I've been wearing these shoes since 2016.
I know. I haven't been able to repurchase my like white Cliftons because they're sold out everywhere.
Yeah, I love. Like, Hoka very, very generously gifts me Hokas now, though.
I so love that. Yeah, we saw you at a Hoka thing one time.
Very well deserved. Yeah, we saw you at the event. We went to a Hoka event.
But I think getting in your steps, like, I don't know. Some people don't like to exercise, and that's totally fine. But exercise makes you feel good. It gives you endorphins. So if you hate exercise, walking is exercise. Going on a walk, even if it's just 20 minutes, is exercise. It's endorphins. We were talking about this before. You can listen to podcasts. You listen to music. It's great. I mean, I went on a run today, but I looked at my steps. I love my steps app. It just like makes me happy because I love to walk.
Set mine up.
You guys are going to be like, whoa, it was so high. At 11 a.m., it was already at 7. Now it's at 8.6 miles. I did go on a run, but I walked everywhere today. And I have the privilege of having time. However, I did get up at 6:30 so I could go on my run this morning on purpose. Like, I made sure to do that because I knew it was going to be my only time to run. And then I had I usually take my calls on my walks, which is like
genius.
I know that some people have the flexibility at work where they could take calls or meetings on a walk.
I've seen people do it.
I do it all the time. And I like walked from my apartment to my spray tan, then from the spray tan to the podcast studio. And then I didn't have enough time to walk down here, but I did walk and get food when I got here. So hopefully we rack up a couple more miles by the end of the day.
You could also catch up with like if you don't want to do podcast or music, like catch up with a family member or friend. That could be your
You can call them even if you don't have somebody in person. It's so fun to go on a walk with a friend, but like, or like get a dog. Not me giving out that advice. I'm like, get it. If you are able and you are going to be a good dog mom or dad or, you know.
Know that you have to leave the house like several times a day then.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, it just inspires you to walk.
No, I was just going to say similarly, like, I just love this hot girl walk phenomenon because it's inspired me to go for walks. Like, I think it kind of came about during, like, what, COVID kind of?
COVID,
like,
for sure.
Go for your walk. Like, you can just kind of romanticize it more. Like, put on your headphones, your wired head, whatever you wear. You know, wear, like, your cute little set.
It's so cute.
Move your arms back and forth. Like, you just see everyone else doing it. Like, yesterday, I was just like, go, girls. Like, it's amazing.
Peak COVID, my neighborhood was just, like, just duos of people. Like, me and my mom would like go for our walk, and like it was like, you know, like the beginning of COVID. There were just, because that was all you could do.
Everyone's just walking. It's so fucking funny. I loved it.
It was so crazy.
We hated that that was it, but
I haven't been working out, I've just been walking everywhere. Not that I'm like in the most shape, but I don't
walking's amazing
as much though.
Especially in this, that like it is like so good for you walking.
It's incredibly good for you.
Okay, and then our last one is pick an airline and stick with it. Now, I am not so good at this because I'm very, very low maintenance, but I'm high strung. Does that make sense?
So you're not like, I need like my
points. I don't give a fuck. I will sit in the back fucking row in the middle seat of a Spirit flight and be like, let's cruise to Europe. I don't give a shit. Like, I am so, I really don't care. Like, if there's the option for luxury and I can afford it, hell yeah, I would rather sit in first class. But like, I don't care. Like, I don't think, but I'm like, I saw your story and Avery and I were talking about this when you're like, you always think the 6 a.m. flight is a good idea. Then you do it and you're like, why the fuck did I do this? But then you forget that it's a horrible idea and you do it again. I do that so much.
It's the pattern of whatever. In theory, it's a good idea, right? Because you're like, I'm going to have the whole day.
Yeah. But I will say when I do have a good flight experience, I'm like, I should remember this. Like, I think JetBlue is definitely like a good one. I like JetBlue. But honestly, like if it's fucking affordable, I'm like, fine, that's great. Like our flights to we just went to Barcelona, Avery and I, and our flight was a weird airline that was called Level.
Never heard of it.
There's so a Europe has their own.
Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't great, but it was cheap, and I I was like, I'm a gal in the gal. Like we just we did that thing, and then I did treat myself. I went to London to visit my best friend while we were in Barcelona by myself, and I booked like the front row because it was like an hour flight and it was so cheap and the flight was empty. So I was like, I'm just gonna book myself in the front row and go to London and have my own little voyage. But I think you have to just plan well for your travels. Yeah.
It's very important.
So that's how you work your kind of like cost benefit analysis, like in terms of if it works.
No, I would say that. Yeah, I the thing is, like, it was crazy. I went got sent on my first brand trip with Prime Video to Austin, actually, which I'm going there tomorrow. And that was in March, in early March. Or what was it? I don't know when it was.
It was for South By.
Yeah, it was whenever South By was. So we go there and I was like, I felt bad with how nice they were treating me. Like they let me pick out like what seat I wanted in the plane. They booked all my travel for me and sent me an itinerary and gave me Uber codes and gift cards for food in the airport. I was like, can I pay you guys?
I was like,
do you guys want any money from me? Like, and then I go to find out that influencers are fucking rude to these people and they expect more and they ask for seats for their videographers. I'm like, I felt bad. I was like, sorry. Like I was like shook. I had never had such a luxurious travel experience. Like they did everything for me. Like they paid for my checked bag. Like everything was like glorious.
Wow.
Like I felt so difficult and so bad because I hate inconveniencing people, but they flew me from, I was in Michigan, so they flew me from Detroit to Austin, and then on the way back they flew me from Austin to New York, so they had to pay for those like more expensive and I was like, I'm freaking out. And then there was like an inconvenience and they were like, can we give you guys more money? And I was like,
no.
I was like, can I say no? Like, I'm good. Like, this is so much.
No, I know. It is disgusting when we hear about, like, how influencers treat. Like, I need first class. Like, no.
I'm shaking lucky about to be there. Yeah, it's not my vibe. Yeah, like, I will sit in the middle. What do you guys want? I literally will, like, sit in the cockpit with the pilot. Like, that should make me feel better because I'm scared of planes.
Brooke and I are definitely. So, you're the gal in the gun sense. You just want to get somewhere somehow.
You're just trying to get there. Yeah.
We are Delta hoes for sure.
I am. I don't need, like, the premium seats or anything. No, though. Like I'm
just
fine
on a Delta flight.
Yeah, I prefer.
This is
so we have like the credit card.
Yeah, you know. So you love that. Okay,
you get the upgrades.
I probably should. I should do that. I just like I haven't gotten to that priority yet. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm just starting to travel more, and so I should just start doing it. But when I went to South Africa in college, I went with Michigan's theater program. They took us there and they paid for everything, which was amazing. They picked a few of us and we went. My seat was in the middle, and on the way home, honestly, I did pay to upgrade myself to sit in an aisle seat. But on the way there, the seat they booked me on was in the middle. It was like 16-17 hours, and I was vibing. I think I took a Valium and I was like, sweet dreams. She and then when we got there, everybody was like, how did you sleep the whole time? I was like,
you're like drugs.
Literally, like, it's like you guys are like, okay, we're going to take Tylenol PM. And I was out here like, I'm on the arm.
I'm on extra strength.
Yeah, literally.
Funny. I think that it's a different like style of travel, if you will. Also on the note of travel, thank you. Now that we're talking about like real travel, real gal on the go. Are you a carry-on or check bag gal?
So I'm starting to become more check. I was raised as a carry-on.
I just see this for you. I feel like you're so efficient.
My parents were like, don't you fucking dare check it. My parents villainized checking bags. Like it was just nothing. Criminal. It was not happening.
Jail.
And jail. Like, no, literally prison. Like, and we would go to Italy for a month when I was a kid because my dad did work
there.
And when I mean, my mom then got sick in high school. So this actually was only when I was like a child. We would go to Italy and like stay with family and whatever. And so we would take for the month checked one, I mean, one carry on each.
Wow.
My mom would pack them. And now I'm getting picky. Like, okay, so with the Austin trip, I checked my bag because I knew it was all about content, which adds pressure for me because I am deeply insecure at, when it comes to my body. And I have really bad body days, probably like every other day. And I know myself, like we were talking about awareness before. There are outfits that I will put on a Monday and love, and then on a Tuesday I'll hate them on myself. And when I don't feel confident, I'm not when I don't feel comfortable, I'm not confident. And I will think about how I must look, and I'm working on it, and it's tough, but just to be transparent, like that's something I struggle with. So when the trip has to do with content and it's more than 3 days, I typically will check just so I can have like two options of outfits a day.
I love that.
Just because it helps me a bit to like know that no matter what, it really puts my mind at ease because traveling makes me anxious, and then content related work trips make me anxious as well. Just puts my mind at ease to know that I will have options of what I can wear every day.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're big check bag. Like, no need don't to convince us. Don't worry.
I just did carry on though last weekend. Granted, I was going somewhere for 2 nights. Was a vibe in the sense that you just like roll on.
Oh yeah. The other thing is that my boyfriend will be carrying all my shit tomorrow. So like I don't give a fuck. Like I will definitely have a carry on. It's, I mean, we're there for 3 nights and it's 90 degrees.
So you don't need much clothing.
So I'm literally bringing like jean shorts and sundresses and like probably a couple pairs of heels. So it's going to be quite easy to pack.
No. And it's so true with the options thing. Like you might be packing and you're like, this looks so good. I mean, like I feel so good. And then the next day you're like, I don't want to wear this. I don't feel good. It's just how life happens.
Like I know too, like when I'm on my period, like different clothes, but different, like when I'm bloated, like, I don't know. Like I get so just anxious.
Absolutely. I feel the same way.
And it's stupid that I get that way, but
it's validated though. Trust me,
you're allowed to feel that way. And I think so much of what we do in social media is like on camera too, so that adds a whole nother element to it because you're seeing yourself from a distorted perspective maybe. And yeah, you're like, wait, this looked good in my mirror when I tried it on, but now I'm in this TikTok and it like I get that way. I don't know.
And you don't know what the vibe is for the outfit. You're like, oh, everyone's wearing this vibe, okay, like I'll match that energy.
No, I need to bring a couple options because it's like I'm currently tomorrow going on to like a graduation for someone else's family. What are you supposed to, you know, like you need to be sure about your outfits.
Totally.
Oh, this has been so fun.
This has been so fun.
Eli, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days to come on. I hope you all feel a little bit more validated, a little bit more motivated. Lots of conversations happened today.
Totally. Yeah, we really did it all.
We really hit a lot of things. We could title this so many things, but it'll just be rules for being gal on the go.
Rules for being gal on the go. Hopefully you guys will apply these. Tag us in your Instagram stories if you're listening and you're maybe on the go or whatever. Of course, Eli, if they don't follow you, they must right now. Like literally
tell everyone where they can find you.
Okay. I have so many different handles. TikTok is The Jar with two R's. It will never change. So you can find me there. My Instagram is eli.rallo. So it's just eli.rallo. And then I have a podcast called Miss Congeniality. And all the information about my book will be on my Instagram and TikTok and whatnot. So if you want to keep up to date, it'll be out in
the vlogs. The
fall of 2023. That's a new
series.
I'm having fun.
I'm so pumped for you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Eli.
Thank you guys. Hope you love you both.
Hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Brought to you by Hyundai and the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Learn more about the widest range of electrified vehicles at HyundaiUSA.com.